Hi, y'all. I'm Julie.
Hi there. I'm Brenda. Welcome to Insider's Guide to the Other Side.
Now, y'all need to know that we're obsessed with everything on the other side.
Yes, we are. Because once you learn to navigate the energetic, or to some, the invisible world, life is going to be more fun and much more serene.
Heck yes, it can. Because let's be honest. Bryn, Earth School is hard. In fact, you taught me that.
Let's crush Earth School together.
Welcome to Insider's Guide to the Other Side, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hello, my witchy poo. How are you today?
I'm doing great, my elf. How about you?
I'm doing fantastic. And I just have to give another shout out to keto. And it's been over 7 months, and I have never felt better in my life.
That's such a beautiful thing.
So great.
Good for you. Thanks.
I get a lot of questions from folks about keto hints, so we'll do a keto special after. No, I'm just kidding. But it's been amazing. It's been amazing. Great. It's like really kept my shit together in such a turbulent time.
Preach.
Which is probably a good segue into this next episode.
Yay! I love this episode.
Listen, it's no mystery that I like to read about stuff and things.
True. Nerdy elf on the scene.
Well, yes. And it's no secret to y'all that you aptly name me your nerdy elf.
Well, we all know I'm not great at naming things, but this one I got right.
I think you did a hell of a job. In fact, I had some mess. We all read our DMs and you know, talk to our listeners, and because we love you guys. And my favorite was from one of our, somebody who bought something from the store.
Yay.
And she was writing me about it, and she was telling me that her daughter, who she listens to the show with, asked, "Oh, are you communicating with Nerdy Elf or Witchy Poo?" And I lost my shit. I just thought it was hilarious.
Oh my God. That's so great.
Isn't that the greatest thing? I loved it. I totally
that
loved it.
That is awesome.
Yeah. I mean, I thought elf was, you know, quite a title, but then you added nerdy to it, and I'm going to create badges, and I'm going to wear a nerdy elf badge.
Oh my God, that's perfect. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks for sharing really that one.
Yeah, it's so good. It's so good. So I did uncover some nerdy stuff. So
No doubt. What do you got for us today? Bring it.
I will bring it, because this passage that I'm going to read from Scientific American.
Officially nerdy elf.
Officially, right?
That's like fodder for nerdy elf.
I couldn't be any nerdier than Scientific American. I fucking love that magazine. And I get the physical magazine. It's fantastic.
Rolling old school. I like it.
Uh-huh. But it will explain where we're headed and the fact that our episode is called Vibration Nation. So here it goes. I'll do my best with reading it.
Roll
and
on.
I'll do it with some, maybe with some, I really can't do accents very well, but I'll try to read it with fervor. So here it goes.
I can just hear, you're going to give shout out to Oklahoma school system soon.
I probably will, because there's probably words I don't know. I've been meeting some of my fellow Okies through this show. It's been really fun.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. Give a shout out to my new friend, Shelley Ryder. Here we go. Why are some things conscious and others apparently not? Is a rat conscious, a bat, a cockroach, a bacterium, an electron? These questions are all aspects of the ancient mind-body problem, which has resisted a generally satisfying conclusion for thousands of years. The mind-body problem enjoyed a major rebranding over the last two decades. David Chalmers, NYU philosopher, coined the term consciousness in his paper in 1995 and then his book in 1996 called The Conscious Mind in Search of a Fundamental Theory. Now, fast forward to the present era, and we can ask ourselves now, did the hippies actually solve this problem?
That's awesome.
The writer's colleague, Jonathan Schuller of the University of California, Santa Barbara. Okay, this is me talking. I just think it's hilariously ironic that his name is Schuller and he teaches at a schooler, at a school.
A schooler.
His name is Schuller and teaches at a school. I just think that's fantastic.
Yeah, I think he changed his name, but that's okay.
Isn't that fantastic, though?
It's good.
He's a teacher. His name is Schuller. And he, it's Mr. Schuller, and the writer agree they did, meaning that the hippies got it right, because they say with the radical intuition that it's all about vibrations, man.
Nice.
When I read this, I was like, for starters, is they gave credit to the wrong group. They gave it to the hippies, but I love the hippies. They're just disorganized. And I say that with love because I had a lot of friends that sent their kids to Montessori schools in San Francisco, and they would always say, I love the school, but the hippies are disorganized.
That's true. They have other
Because we've always known. We've known. It's like, of course it's vibration, yeah. Right? And apparently so do the hippies. But I love this because I thought it could allow us to talk more in depth about vibration and what we mean by raise your vibe. You know, I also, and this is an elf confession because I haven't had one in a while, so it's probably time, is that, you know, I remember, because I was a little later, you know, I was a little late bloomer in this, I think, relative to people like you or people like Patricia. But I remember it took me a while to figure out what this meant about raise your vibe. And I am assuming that maybe there's more of me's out there that were wondering the same thing. So yeah, I thought it was a good intro to start talking about vibration.
Well, we're going to have that conversation today. I'm very excited. As you know, this is one of my favorite places to play, to bring attention to tease out, dive into, swim around in. I love it all.
It's so you.
It is me.
It's so you. Like, it's so me for like beginning, and it's so you to talk to people that are more advanced with it too, because you are advanced, so you can talk very freely in that. I'm a mere mortal. So mere mortals, you know, like to know some more like the details of it. But
well, and what I'd say is that, you know, that's one of your gifts of bringing us always back to the, you know, the foundation of things. And that is the path of mastery, is to return to the foundation over and over and over.
Oh, I thought it was the past. I thought it was the path of a simpleton. No. It's not as the path of a master. It's like, yes. All right.
Master.
There we go. So then I think the way that we're going to start out with our path of going to the origin is, you know, let's talk about a few definitions about what it is. And I know this sounds crazy, but I got to be honest with you. I loved like exploring and researching this topic because I learned stuff. So let's just talk about a few definitions. I thought they were fantastic. So there's one that says vibration is a mechanical phenomenon whereby, this is me and my Oklahoma upbringing, oscillations occur about an equilibrium point. The word comes from Latin vibrationem, V-I-B-R-A-T-I-O-N-E-M, which means shaking and brandishing. The oscillations may be periodic, such as the motion of a pendulum, or random, such as the movement of a tire on a gravel road. I thought that was a really great explanation. I just loved it. And maybe because I'm a nerd, but I just love the nerdy thing. But I love that they gave us some examples of what they mean by that, right? And I love that in this is not like a woo-woo definition. This is like, this is not woo-woo whatsoever, but they use pendulum. Which I thought was really cool. So it's like, now they're starting to speak my language. I understand that about a pendulum. There was another one very quickly, because I wanted to see what the Oxford Dictionary says. I'm going so nerd right now. But they talk about it as a person's emotional state, the atmosphere of a place, or the association of an object as communicated to and felt by others. That's more human. The other one wasn't very human.
Well, the other one is... it's nerdy. It's very nerdy. The second one is, you know, I think more accessible in that everyone has an experience of the atmosphere of a place. Everyone has their own emotional state. Everyone has run into other people's emotional states. You know, when something gets communicated to you, and it could be through a book, through an image, through a movie, like when things get communicated to you, you can feel like you're in that atmosphere, you're in that frequency or vibration. So I think that's very accessible, and I like that. And we know that there are atmospheres that we, you know, charge to and are drawn to and we want to experience more of. And there are times where we emit an atmosphere that we are not happy with.
Right.
Like we're literally almost trying to cast it off by, I've got to vent, I've got to get this out of me, or, you know, and what we don't realize is we're actually contributing to it, you know, more.
You know, it's interesting that when you talk about this, because I had gotten an email, I think it was just last night, from this really amazing woman. She had ordered something, you know, from our store, and she writes this note, and she starts in telling me that she had a rough 2020, but 2021, it started even harder. And she got her package, she sees this note, and she goes, "I started to bawl." And I'm reading her note, and I have tears running down my face because I was in her vibration.
Right. That's exactly right. In that frequency.
It's like I was crying with
her.
Well,
and that's what empaths do. They match the frequency. Well, they match the frequency.
You not only am I a nerdy elf, I'm an empath.
So empathic nerdy elf.
I'm an empathic nerdy elf. But it's true though. So it's like I was vibing to her vibration.
Right. A lot of our listeners have that experience, right? You have a sense of the energetic world, or you wouldn't even be listening to this conversation.
Right. Right.
This is why this is one of my favorite topics, because I really feel like there's nothing in this world that can't eventually turn to the topic of vibration. What's the vibration of that? What's the vibration of the sentence you said? What's the vibration of the outfit you're wearing? What's the vibration of the email you just fired off in a frenzy? Like, it's all frequency. It's all vibration. And those two words are interchangeable for the sake of this conversation, for me anyhow. And so being able to discern, like, ooh, and have this new, you know, filter as you move through your world of what's the frequency that I'm engaging with, what's the vibration that's there, and then what do I actually want to create?
And how does it feel, right? Because vibration, we feel vibrations.
Well, some people see them, right?
Some people see them, for sure.
Like Ben.
For sure. Ben's again, I'm an empath, I feel, so yeah.
Yes. So some people literally see the, you know, like when you see heat waves on a road in the summer, like that's how they see different colors, different intensities. The wave of the vibration can be tighter and pointy or smooth and gentle. But they literally will see the vibrations coming off of a person, of something you just said will come out of your mouth as a frequency, like a sound wave.
That's what my friend Julie does. My friend Julie, we call her OJ because that means other Julie. So OJ. Actually sees, I named her clearly because I'm going to be the original Julie, which would be OJ too, I guess. But she sees, like she sees the vibration that comes off of that black tourmaline. Mm-hmm. She sees this protective shield that
rises up,
and envelops her, and she sees it.
Yeah. It's so cool.
So cool.
Yeah, it's such a great
thing. I feel them. I don't see, do you see them
sometimes
too?
Sometimes.
You know,
I'm like, all around player, I shift depending on what's going on.
Well, like in baseball, what's that called? Utility. You're a utility player. You can play any position on the field.
That sounds so. That sounds like a nerdy player.
It sucks. It does. Okay.
But
all right. I'm going to be attacked on the show.
There,
it's fine.
There are times when I get to see. I'm always feeling, and it doesn't necessarily with my hands, but just energetically feeling and sensing all the time, which is all fun. But we all have a way of feeling, and we're going to talk about that when we come right back.
When we come back from Brenda's break. We're officially calling every break Brenda's break.
Bye. Great children's books open up a whole new world for discovery. With Literati Kids, your child can explore uncharted places every month with spellbinding stories handpicked by experts. Literati Kids is a try before you buy subscription club. Each month, Literati delivers 5 vibrantly illustrated children's books, bringing the immersive magic of reading right into your home where the kids are. Literati's age-based book clubs ensure appropriate reads for your budding bookworm, whether they're snuggling with you for a story time or letting their imagination roam free on their own. Head to literati.com/otherside for 25% off your first 2 orders. Select your child's book club and start them on a literary journey like no other. Literati.com/otherside is the only place to find 25% off your first 2 orders. This is a one-of-a-kind book club subscription, the most joyful way to foster a lifelong love of learning. That's literati.com/otherside.
Hi, everybody. We are back from Brenda's break, because you guys know if it was up to me, we wouldn't have a single one. So we're all going to blame Brenda. That, I have a feeling, is me operating at a low vibe.
No, because it's followed with giggles. So that okay, giggles so always take the vibe up.
Okay, good. So I'm operating in a high vibe. Yeah. Okay, so I think let's talk about low vibes and high vibes. Okay. And so let's start with, you know, what happens when we operate on a low vibration?
Well, first of all, I want to say, you know, the whole spectrum of emotions, and we're speaking specifically of emotions, because that's a great sense of a way to discern, is this a high vibe, is this a low vibe, is when we're feeling low emotions, so from frustration to totally pissed off to raging anger, you know, all that, those are lower emotions. They're all part of the, you know, they're on the menu of humanity, right?
And in fear. Our school. We had fear to that.
Fear, paranoia, anxiety, yeah. That's all lower emotions. But that doesn't mean you want to avoid them.
Correct.
Okay, because they are guidance. When you feel anxiety, there's a reason for it, right? And it could be just your signal, like, hey, you're not in control of your mind. You're letting your mind race. It could be, hey, you need to remove yourself from the situation because the vibe is not compatible for where you are right now. So we want to be able to discern and acknowledge, I'm having an emotion. I am not an emotion, right? I experience emotions as guidance. I'm not one with, you know, whatever emotion, it doesn't matter if it's, you know, I'm ecstatic or I'm totally depressed. I'm experiencing those emotions, but I am not that emotion. I'm not one with that. That doesn't define me all the time.
Right.
Right. And so that you want to be able to identify your emotions, identify with the guidance of it, but not over-identify so that you'll never be able to experience anything else. Like we lock ourselves in unnecessarily.
Here's what I see happens a lot. I see people, and listen, I've done a bunch of stupid shit in my life, but I've seen people who, when they feel something that makes them uncomfortable, mm-hmm. right? And usually those lower vibe feelings make you very uncomfortable mm-hmm. and not at ease, that they turn to things that they think is solving, but they're distracting. So, how about people like, I got home from work and I just had to have a drink. I'm like,
right.
You did?
Oh, or, okay. right now we're in COVID, right? So that's an excuse to day drink, right?
Right.
Right. So this is what I hear. Right. And so what we want to talk about today is like paying attention to your frequency, to the feedback system that you have, the most accessible one if you can't see or you're not feeling or you're not sensing, but you have your emotional frequency as your informant. It's always, we always can drop into our heart, connect in with the emotion to go, what am I feeling? I'm a little edgy. What does that edgy mean? Am I anxious because I'm behind? Is it I'm anxious because I don't like my work. I don't like my home. I don't like, what am I anxious specifically about? So you have to discern a little bit. But oftentimes just even that process will make people uncomfortable, right? So that's where they come in and through the door and hey, I'm logging off of Zoom for the last time today. Now I need a drink or I need whatever.
Or pick up the phone and stare at it because you're just distracting yourself.
Yeah, I'm going to jump into social media, endlessly scroll,
right?
Or doomsday scrolling or whatever your version is.
Twitter.
Right, where I'm going to numb out. And look, we all need to have a release moment, whether it's watching Schitt's Creek or, you know, whatever. Like, I don't know. I hear it's
Friends.
Really
we watch Friends every night now on Nick at Night.
Okay.
Because I'm not getting to sleep till 2 in the morning. So I'm watching Friends for hours every night, but it's a happy place. It's an escape.
Okay. And that's a great version. Now, that's the thing is, what the data would say is do that for 20 to 30 minutes. And then you're out, which is very different than binge watching, okay? Because when you go beyond the 30 minutes, then your frequency, you're not benefiting from that little break, your brain gets a break, you're actually doing damage, and now you're lowering your frequency. So set that timer, 30 minutes, or when the sitcom's done, then you're like, great, I'm going to save the rest until tomorrow.
Yeah. I'm not telling Suzanne about this because I think it would break her heart. So this is between us.
This will stay between us. But I'm just telling you what the data says. And that's when they're measuring literally the dopamine in your system, right?
Oh, nerdy witch. Hello. It's good to see you.
So anyhow, that you get that little boost from having a break, but after 30 minutes, it's damaging. So, but again, the key is to know what are my go-to moves and have that list on yourself. You can even put it in your phone if you have to, but have the list that says, these are things that actually raise my frequency. And you know the difference as you're scrolling through Facebook or Instagram, you know, like it's sometimes it's even like a, when you come across that picture, you're like, oh God, I forget that. They keep jumping on and I wish they didn't follow me, or, you know, I wish I didn't see that in my feed.
Or I wish Instagram didn't hear every conversation I have and start giving me all the keto foods in my scroll.
Don't even, right? I mean,
I know. But your point, I think, is very well taken, because I think what people find is when they dive into some of these places, they're actually exacerbating where they were. Right. So they're making it worse, right. I think is what you're saying. So when you go in and like, listen, I won't lie. I have had my fun on Twitter, you know, during all this crazy stuff that's gone on, because I also find that I'm very surprised by what a great sense of humor people have.
Yes.
And so I get a lot from the humor part of it, but then there's this like this evilness that is in there. And I realize I'm doing myself no favors and I jump out.
Good. And that takes a lot of awareness and a lot of discernment to be able to do that. Most people just get so sucked in. And so you have to, again, set those timers. I know it sounds silly, but save yourself.
It's not silly. It's not silly at all. It's like, and I can't imagine that I am so different from everybody else in this, but it's like I have to put, and what I see, like the visual I can give you is that I have to put fences around me in lots of different areas. And I think of it like a pasture. Right. And so I have like cattle fencing up around me that have, no, for real.
Such an Oklahoma elf.
It's or Arkansas elf, whatever the hell. It's Southern elf, hillbilly elf. But I have to have these cattle fences up in order for me, because I can go, like, if I go, what do they call it? A free range. If I'm a free range chicken, who knows where the hell I'm going to end up. So if I don't have those fences.
Right. Boundaries are your friends. Like boundaries are your
fences.
Friends.
Yeah, they are my friends. And that's why it's not punishment. And it doesn't sound, when you say these things, it sounds fucking great to me. It's like, I need to put a timer on my dumb shit. I need to make sure that if I get too close to the fence, that it's going to snag my clothes.
And it's, you're doing yourself a favor.
Yes.
Right? You're being kind to yourself. You're being respectful of yourself. So these are really important. And we're going to talk about more ways to honor the frequency you want to engage with when we come back from this second break.
Brenda's second break.
We'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. We are back from Brenda's second break. But we're not done yet with the vibration.
We are not.
We're not done, period, ever, folks.
We had so much
to talk about. We're the energizer, damn elf, and witch. Keeps going.
The thing about this vibration conversation is what we really hope, that it gets you curious throughout the day to check in and go, where am I vibing at? How am I feeling? Because we get so jammed in our head, we get disconnected from our hearts, we get disconnected from our bodies, which are both the centers of how we calibrate where we're vibing, because our heads can so easily get distracted by data that we think is neutral or information or conversations. So we have to literally drop into our bodies, into our heart space to figure out where we are. So that's one thing I want to say.
And I will tell you, because I don't keep very many secrets from you guys. So, you know, I found that when my vibration is low, for one, as Brenda reminded me, I'm not very fun to be around.
Nobody is.
No, it was me. It's fine. Go ahead. And then the other is I make bad decisions.
Yeah.
I make bad decisions. And I think we all make bad decisions.
Without a doubt.
When we're vibing low. And so.
Well, we make low vibration decisions.
Right. Which are usually bad.
Because that's the frequency we're cooking in. We don't have access to higher thinking, higher concepts, higher frequencies. So we make decisions of where we are. It's like making a decision when you're really hungry. You're like, I don't care. I just got to make a decision. I'm starving. This is what's standing between me and food.
Like going to the grocery store when you're hungry. They always say, don't go to the grocery store when you're hungry, because you make bad decisions.
Yep.
Because you're hangry.
Carb.
Right? Right. Actually, that's what COVID has gotten me, is I don't go into the store much anymore. So I have to be very thoughtful of my Instacart orders.
Nice.
So
it's real.
Totally understand. Yeah. Yep. So we'll move from the low vibration space to the high vibration. And let's talk about, to do that?
The only other thing I'd say about low vibrations is see if you can make a list of cues when you know you're at a low vibration. Like one of the cues for me is when I'm edgy, is when the phone rings and the sound of the phone, before I even know who it is, the sound of the ring is irritating to me. I'm like, oh, the phone rang. Like, that's a bad thing. I'm like, oh. I'm
funny
annoyed
about the phone too, though. So that's interesting. It's like, I don't care who it is. I just don't. Yeah, I don't want to be bothered.
I'm in no mood. Right.
I'm in no fucking mood.
When I'm in no mood, then I know, like, ooh, I've got to recalibrate. I got to grab a black tourmaline. I got to grab a selenite. I got to wind myself up, wind myself down. I got to walk outside.
Kyanite. You got to get some kyanite. Alignment tool.
Actually, I have a great big selenite. I just take it from my toes in front, up over my head, down to the back, onto the floor. It feels like, it feels so much better. Great recalibration. So find
oils.
Out.
I'm sorry, oils for me.
Yeah, without a doubt, right?
I put joy in my hair. Although we were kind of going to wait to have this conversation toward the end about how we actually can bring our vibes up. Like,
well, these are all good
hits.
They're all good things. But you have to, like, do yourself a favor. And if you don't know what your cues are, your friends and family members will be happy to help you with that list. They will tell you. Oh my God, when you do this, when you start twirling your hair, or when you do this, they will absolutely tell you.
When you start picking boogers out of your nose in public, we know that you're in low vibe, sister.
I mean, come on. You know, if, like, when the dog starts backing up, like, you know, away from you, like, you know.
It's hilarious.
You are not vibing high.
But when we're in a high vibe, though.
When we're in a high
it's
vibe.
It's very different. You make good decisions. You
and Earth School gets so much easier.
So.
Right? Oh, it just gets so much easier.
The clarity of things, right? Like, that is why we talk so much about, you know, entering that high vibrational state.
Meditation. Working with crystals. Working with
oils. But the beauty of it is, like, for me, I just use this, is I don't get nearly as agitated when I'm in a high vibe state.
So much more patient. Everything's like
patient
cool.
And forgiving and no judgment. And because I also find, by the way, a trigger with the low vibe for me is I'm a name caller. And I know when I start and I'm a name caller, it's terrible. It is. And
I go all off and tumble.
I'm a hell of a fucking name caller. But I know, even when it's in my head and doesn't come out of my mouth, I'm like, oh, trigger. I'll be back.
Yeah.
Because I know I'm about ready to turn into super asshole. So I need to not do that. But I know when I'm in a high vibe, because like we can meet the same situation in a low vibe, and we can meet the same situation in a high vibe, and how we respond are drastically different.
Totally different outcomes. Mm-hmm. Totally different experiences, and we produce different outcomes.
And driving. You know that when you be like a jerk driving is because you're just pissed off before you got in the car, or you encountered something that pissed you off and put you into a lower vibe.
Well,
and then
you
how you drive
that.
In there, you're a dick. You totally.
Yeah.
When I drive in high vibe.
You can make another choice to preserve your high vibe.
You can. So when I drive in a high vibe, I try to remember, I don't know what that person's doing and what they're going through. So I'm just going to let it pass. It's going to let it like literally roll off my back. It's like, just let it roll.
So I know in our last episode, I also talked about Byron Katie, but I'm going to bring her up again because she's this amazing realized being and teacher. And she was in a workshop and she told the story of she was somewhere. I don't know where she was. She lives in Southern California. So I don't know what could possibly go wrong when you live in a beautiful place like that.
Earthquake, fire.
Yeah, other than that. But anyhow, she was somewhere where someone pulled a gun on her.
Oof.
And she looked him in the eye and said, you don't want to do this. And even if you do, I'm not going to let this ruin or get in the way of my high frequency. Like something to that equivalent. Like, and I was like, ooh, that's mastery. Right? Because when you think like someone cut you off in traffic and all of a sudden you are cranky pants and using your car as a weapon, like that's not mastery, people.
Right.
If you want to know where the mastery line is, that's not anywhere near it. Mm-hmm. And we've all done it, right? We've all done it.
I'm going to tell you a quick story, but this is really fascinating that you just told that story, Brenda. I was writing a screenplay and I called it Blessings, Arkansas was the name of the screenplay. And there's a scene, because we used to have this preacher that lived in the neighborhood, and we called him the helicopter preacher because he had to take a helicopter from one church to the next on Sunday, so he wasn't late.
Rich preacher.
aren't they all? And the mega church ones, at least. So in this script, what I wrote was one of the members of the flock of this preacher found out that gay people, so there's a little reality in here, lived in the neighborhood, and this kind of Billy Bob comes up and puts a gun up to one of the gay people's face. And the language was almost exactly what you just said that happened to your friend in real life. Because in it, it was like, you don't want to do this. Nobody's going to win and you're going to be the biggest loser of them all because I'll be back. And it was so fascinating because that is a high vibe move. That mm-hmm. is the, you're in massive fight or flight duress. Your friend did it in real life. I just wrote about it. And when you're able to be in that moment and be calm and be like, don't do that. This is a bad idea. That you at least offer them a second thought. Right. You at least offer them the ability to not operate just on pure emotion and to actually give a moment to think. It's like maybe they go, oh.
Well, and they're in an aggressive, based on fear mode, which right. is a low frequency. It's a low vibration, right? But when you're met with, hey, it's going to be okay. We can, you know, we're both in art school. We can do this together and figure this out. That's, you know, that's an opening.
Right. Now,
you know, so, but again, that's mastery. And so how we can figure out what are our cues when we are low frequency, what's our go-to list to make, create these shifts. And it can be the smallest little thing. Like it's January. So I am clearing out my desk drawers, like literally to clear any stuck energy, anything I shoved in there last year, you know, as I was going 100 miles an hour, you know, that's creating chaotic energy. I want that out. I want nothing but pristine, clear, flowing energy through my workspace so I can be thoughtful and, you know, just flow with the divine. Like, that's my intention while I'm clearing this space. I'm not berating myself or like finding things for that should have gone to the accountant in 19. in 2019, you know, like, rah-rah. It's like, hey, it happens. It's not an aggravating task. It's a joyful task. So like I'm bringing positive energy to it while I'm clearing and creating, you know, organized energy for my workspace. And so this is an invitation to think of ways that you can do that for yourself.
Because what also happens, and I'm going to read just a little bit more to everybody from my nerdy Scientific American.
Yay.
Because the thing that happens also when you're either in low vibe or you're high vibe is that people will come and match you. Mm-hmm. And there is science behind that happening.
Mm-hmm. Like attracts like.
Because there's just a little piece. It's really fascinating. I was really loving this a little too much when I was reading it. I'm like, oh my God, they wrote it for me. Because you'll notice that, listen, I can give an example because I played golf competitively, even though Generation Z and the millennials are killing it. But I played golf competitively when I was a kid. And I will tell you, my golf game was better when I played against people that were really good. Yeah. My golf game was crap when I played with people that were crap. Sorry, that was
but
my mother.
But that's because
she was a
you're
terrible
an empathetic
golfer.
Elf.
Well, I'm definitely an empathetic elf.
Right, because you would match their frequency.
Match their frequency.
Yeah, not everyone does that.
A lot of us do.
Yeah, that's true. No judgment.
But anyway, this is what Nerdy Elf found. All things in our universe are constantly in motion, vibrating. Even objects that appear to be stationary are in fact vibrating, oscillating, resonating at various frequencies. An interesting phenomenon occurs when different vibrating things, processes come into proximity. They will often start, after a little time, to vibrate together at the same frequency. Because that's really what we all want to do, isn't it? Don't we all want to raise our vibes so we can all start to vibrate at a higher frequency? So we stop making all the bad fucking decisions and stupid purchases or stupid moves or saying stupid words and calling people stupid names. Oh, wait, that's me.
So this is the thing, that when you have this awareness of yourself, low vibration, tools to shift, and how to maintain your high vibration, why boundaries are your friends, not to cut people out of your life, but to literally protect your frequency and allow other people to have their experience without compromising your frequency. When you do that, you actually end up being a blessing for your household, for your coworkers, for your neighborhood, and you can imagine radiating it out through your community, through your city, through your state, through the country, through the globe, through the cosmos. Like, you are unlimited. This is my invitation.
There's a guy. His name is Tank Shottle, and he is a Special Olympian, and he lives in Texas, and he is like on Twitter all the time. And this guy only talks about love. And he'll have to take break, and he'll say he's taking a break, especially after all the stuff that's been going on in the country. And there are people that are now coming out of the woodwork asking for Tank to come back because they want to hear his messages of love.
It's so beautiful. This is literally what I'm saying. Like, you can put your light out there, you know, for the light workers out there. You need to recharge. You need to regroup. You need to take care of yourself. That's why you have your list of go-to things to recharge so that you can maintain the frequency that you want. This isn't according to my standard or Julie's standard, but this is the whole, you know, like, pay attention to your own standard. What do you want to create? What do you want to experience more in life? And vibrate to that frequency. I mean, it's just the law of attraction, right? This is...
It totally is.
Right? So this is just being accountable for it.
But I think, so what I would love to do is, you know, because we talk about raising, and the reason we wanted to go deeper into this topic is because we talk every single week about raising your vibe. In fact, I don't think we've gone through an episode where, Bryn, you have not said, raise your vibe, everybody raise your vibe. So we wanted to like dig deeper into this. But I think what would be great is to kind of talk about some of the greatest hits, if you will, of the things that you can do to raise your vibe. And as we talk about these greatest hits, don't forget that in the beginning part of that last quote that I had, I'm going to say it one more time because I think it's important, is that all things in our universe are constantly in motion, vibrating. Even objects appearing to be stationary are in fact vibrating, oscillating, resonating at various frequencies. And so when you decide that you want to turn to something, like for me, I turn to rocks. I turn because that's my thing. I can feel them. I can feel all of them. I can feel a calm, sweet vibe from a lapidolite. I can be higher than a kite with phenakite or moldavite. The other day I was playing with rocks. I put a tektite and a clear quartz in my hand and I felt that tektite. Like, I felt like I was literally ET. But it is like, but it's part of how I manage my vibration. That's where I go.
And again, you all know what lights you up in a good way and what lights you up in a bad way. Just be more conscious of it. Music is an amazing way to shift your frequency. Music is literally vibration that's hitting your emotional field. I got applause. Yay.
You got applause because I'm clapping.
Actually, it was
that.
For music. It wasn't for me, but that's okay.
No, it was. It was for both you and music.
But it literally hits your heart frequency. And then when you dance and you move your body in this specific way, it changes the frequency again. You know, like this is, you know, so make your playlist that says, I need to up my frequency. You know, like this is your up your frequency playlist.
We had our H2 Woe episode.
Yes, super
that when we, that in that yeah. in that though the one of the experiments that was done was looking how the water would respond to classical music versus metal music.
Yep.
Right. Mm-hmm. And there's a big difference. And so for people to understand the vibrational impact of different things, like there are vibrational differences, obviously, with music. The same holds true, like oils. One of my favorite examples was one of yours, coffee and rose oil.
Coffee lowers your frequency by like 15 megahertz. And then the oil will bring it back fast. But again, you can also just not take the coffee and just use the oil to advance or uplift your frequency the way
well,
it is.
We're coffee drinkers. So
there's so many ways to do it. Like the oils are amazing, but walking outside in nature, being outside in nature, playing, you know, for us, playing with our dogs, like calling your beloved, hearing your kids giggle, like all this.
My everyday is good because I take Sookie out rain, sleet, or shine on a walk every morning. It's how we start our day, and our everyday is awesome because I have her.
Yeah,
so I get that. Mm-hmm. But I also know that, you know, sound, like you talk about music, meditation, obviously, I mean, that's the go-to. In fact, I know when I need to like go in.
That was Lulu shaking.
Hey, Lulu,
so we
baby.
Are on a timeline here.
Oh, okay. Then we're going to wrap this episode up because Lulu told us to.
But get your list. Do get your list. Like all those things we talked about. But you have so many more things to add. For some people, it's creating. It's cooking. It's, you know, doing yoga is a great way to shake something off. Or, you know, dance parties, hula hooping, whatever.
Yeah. Dance by yourself. Yeah. I do it all the time.
I do too.
Well, I'm not really by myself because Sookie's with me all the time. but just to also understand that there is, listen, but there are frequencies being created in every single thing that we have. You know, whether it is, because one of my favorite things is like the fact that, again, I'm going back to rocks because that's my love, is with black tourmaline, it's oscillating because it holds a charge. And it's been studied right? Like, it's been studied by the Curies that breakthrough with radioactivity, or with Benjamin Franklin, who's the father of electricity. It's like they knew that these things had a frequency.
Without a doubt.
Right?
Without a doubt.
And so do a little work too. Yeah. Like find some of these things. Did you hear something? Because that's probably my dog.
Okay. Oh, maybe.
Yeah, yeah. Our dogs are getting a little restless. Yeah.
They are, in sync with each other.
Yeah, they are, right. They've met,
they are,
too.
So they are vibrating, yes, without a doubt. So find your list. And, the things my nerdy elf has offered are also amazing. Check out our Essential Oils podcast, because that has a great list for hits for if you don't know where to start with essential oils.
Frankincense.
Or DM us, because we can also, just totally bury you with great ideas.
DM Brenda when it comes to oils, because she taught the greatest oils class ever, and I learned so much from it. So if you have an oil question, ask her. If you ask me, I'm either going to tell you joy or frankincense or rose oil. You're welcome. Or orange. Orange makes you happy.
Orange, lemon, all good.
All the citrus ones are very uplifting and
help mental clarity too as well.
So right, with we that, put them in diffusers in our house.
Remember, your frequency is everything, and take responsibility for it in the most joyful, playful way, with a little nerdy elf woven in.
And remember, our school is hard.
When your vibration is low, so keep your vibe high.
Keep your vibe high, baby. Keep it high.
Thanks, everybody.
Thanks, everybody. Thank you, my witchy poo.
Thank you, my elf. Thanks for joining us, everyone. And a special thanks to our producer, Maya Cole, who guides us while we guide you.
Hit us up on Instagram at OtherSideGuides, or shoot us a note at OtherSideGuides@iHeartRadio.com. And you can even call us at 833-22-GUIDE to leave us a message.
We want to know what you think, we want to know what you know, and we want to hear your stories.
And remember,
Earth School is hard
without the other side. Insider's Guide to the Other Side is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.